Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Milsey. As some American states rush to reopen after pandemic-triggered lockdowns, new surges of COVID-19 are being reported today in Kentucky, Georgia, and Texas, and public health experts say that could soon warrant a second set of stay-at-home orders. That news comes a day after leaders of the Trump administration's coronavirus medical response team painted a very grim picture of the months ahead. Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking remotely to the Senate Health Committee, laid it on the line about the consequences of reopening the country too soon.
There is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control, which in fact, paradoxically, will set you back, not only leading to some suffering and death that could be avoided, but could even set you back on the road to trying to get economic recovery.
That is sharply at odds with the optimistic shine President Trump is putting on the future as he aims to get reelected in November. Both Republicans and Democrats on that Senate committee agree the key to reopening safely is testing. Earlier this week, Trump boasted about the country's testing capacity.
We have met the moment, and we have prevailed.
Trump touts the U.S. has tested a larger percentage of the population than South Korea, but Republican Senator Mitt Romney rips that claim apart.
But you ignored the fact that they accomplished theirs at the beginning of the outbreak, while we treaded water during February and March. So partially as a result of that, they have 256 deaths and we have 80,000 deaths. I find our testing record nothing to celebrate whatsoever.
Small businesses here certainly aren't celebrating. Despite Congress approving $700 billion to support them, economists project more than 100,000 have shut down permanently. Trump predicts the economy will come roaring back once states fully reopen, but this morning the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank warns the economic pain will last considerably longer. Fed Chair Jerome Powell calls the current downturn significantly worse than anything this country has seen since World War II.
Long stretches of unemployment can damage or end workers' careers as their skills lose value and professional networks dry up and leave families in greater debt.
Powell says our wounded economy may need more help from Congress and the White House, or a recession could drag on. Milsey and Basil, that's certainly not what Wall Street wanted to hear, and stocks tanked today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average shedding 516 points.